Call the meeting to order. First order of business, public comments. It's unless we have someone on. Nope, we have no one. No public comments. Approval of the minutes.
I didn't see the minutes attached to the package.
They weren't. So we will dispense with that to our next meeting. And kind of on to new business. You want to go over the what our attorney's doing or update?
We actually have an executive session.
That. Yeah, for that.
For okay. that, if you want.
Okay.
Why don't you talk about the things that we talked about
right.
the other day?
What Jim and I have been banging our heads is we come up with a method of maintenance, way of dealing with our maintenance without having to have the expense of the company that we use now out of Massachusetts, which it's getting really costly. And the cost of, and coupled with the cost of the rise of equipment. And one of the thoughts, one of the things we're looking at is perhaps training one of our staff members here to do a fair amount of that work. I mean, obviously there are things that they're not going to be able to rebuild motors or anything like that. But there are things that, you know, pulling the pump and replacing the pump, things like that, checking out things, are items that we should be able to have train our own staff person to do that. Now, it would require us to redesign a job description and also figure out a pay differential for that person. But, you know, that's a hell of a lot cheaper than what we pay for somebody coming down from Massachusetts to do it. And even though we have had a pretty good year so far as, you know, major issues, knock on wood, all the issues are expensive, and that's where we are. So that's we wanted to just bring it before the board, but that's the way I think we've got to look at it and go. Initially, our idea of subcontracting was to keep costs down. That worked for a while until the subcontractor portion has gotten way too expensive, and so that's one of our alternatives. If now, Dan, I don't know. I really don't know if any of the members of your sewer authority would be interested in doing that. Well as you know, based on a pay differential, they might want to do it. But that's the other thing we wanted to just bring up tonight, or perhaps talk over with your guys and see if that's something they might want to do. We can incorporate it in. We can keep it as close in house. It's going to save us some serious dollars.
Yeah, I agree. I can. We can check. Obviously, if we did something like that, we would have to approach the union as well.
Right. Same with us. We'd have to change job description and work that out. Right. Yeah. But I'm putting it out there now so that maybe you can check to see if your side is interested, and while we're going to pursue it here as well.
Yeah, just only if I can, just give you a for instance, right? So let's say that we have an issue with the grinder pump, you know, and we know that most of our system is grinder pumps, very little of it is gravity. If the whole thing was gravity, we would have less issues. But if a grinder pump fails, it's like $250 just for them to show up. And 99% of the time, they can't fix the problem on site. So they're pulling the pump. They're putting in a spare pump. They're taking the pump back to Fall River, Massachusetts, where they're stationed out now. They're troubleshooting the pump, coming up with an estimate of repairs. And the estimate of repairs is generally 2/3 or 3/4 of the cost of a new pump. So when I'm faced with making a decision to spend $2,600 on a rebuilt pump with no warranty, or $3,000 on a new pump with a 1-year warranty, typically I'll choose the 1-year warranty pump for the $300. And then I got to pay these guys to come back out and put the new pump in. So, you know, even if we just, you know, have a small area that we could store, that we have some spare parts here in Bolton, but if we had an area where we could, you know, maybe purchase three new pumps, and we may have a couple in stock already, so that when these problems arise, if our staff could go out and exchange the pump, right, then we're saving that initial cost. And, you know, whether or not we train somebody to do repairs on the pump is something I think maybe for a later discussion. But at the very least, you know, we could pull the pump, put the replacement pump in, and maybe when we had a half a dozen of these things, you know, we truck them out to their place in Fall River, Mass, and let them look them over and decide whether or not they're worth the repair.
You know, we could also probably look into, you know, if we have one or two or three of these things, you know, going down to even our maintenance department and paying somebody overtime to fix them.
Right. Well, yeah, I mean, that's the problem. We don't really don't have the staffing here, but you guys might do. And we'd much rather it be done here. And we can control the cost. And I'm sure if your guys can make a few extra dollars on it, that's great. Because it's all around. Everybody saves on it. And it obviously is going to improve service if we do that as well.
And we started investigating to find out if we can, you know, if we have enough of a demand, if we can buy direct from E1. Or if we have to buy through, you know, FR Mahoney. Right now, they're the only authorized dealer in the wing.
Okay.
It would be great if we could, you know, purchase direct.
I agree.
Have we thought about changing the supplier or something?
We can't. There's nobody else to go to. Nobody else sells E1 pumps and parts that we've been able to find.
So if you can find somebody that does, that would be awesome.
I'm very good friends with the director of the waterworks at FW Webb. So
really? Check.
I'll ask him.
Awesome.
Or maybe we can get Webb to become an authorized dealer and get, you know, a discount through Webb.
Yeah.
You know, something. I mean, if we've got ideas, let's see what we can do to, you know, start pinching pennies a little bit.
Yeah, if you want to send me basically what we use, and I can send it to them.
Yep, we can do that.
And say, hey, can you
absolutely
streamline this for us? Yeah, no problem.
So that's a major thing that we're working on and on the cost side. And so if we can work something out in the next few months, I think that would put us in a great position. And also might give us a better understanding of, okay, we were looking at fees for next year. You know, we might be in a position where
we don't have to raise
them. We don't have to raise them, right.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where we are. And I think all our folks would be happy if that could happen. So.
All right. Let's, we can look more into that.
Yeah. Yep. So good.
Is there a reason why we have to use this specific pump? Or are there like alternate?
That's what
our entire system is designed around
that
E1 pumps. And the sewer authority and their engineering team did a lot of research before they built the system. They're one of the most reliable pumps in business.
That system. And they're simple. They're rather simple install. That's the other thing, too.
Well, I guess if I can get this through the specs on it, also ask them if there's a similar.
Right. That's a good point. We're
not locked into one.
No. If
one pump.
If it would adapt to the system, that would work.
Right.
Because, you know, all the older ones, their warranties are gone, so it doesn't make any difference for us. And if there's a comparable,
right?
Yeah,
an as equal.
Yeah.
Yep.
Good. Well,
unless there's other new business that brings
us. That's it.
Pending business.
So,
discussion on Shady Glen.
Yeah.
Is next.
Well, on that one, where we last left off, we're going to have a wetlands official go out there and lay out where the wetlands area were so that permits could be obtained so they could do some dredging out there. And our wetlands official did go out and do that, that in place. Obviously, since then, we've probably had about 20 inches of rain, and the place is wetter than hell. And when we were hoping this fall would be dry so they could get in there and do something, and obviously that's not, imminent right now. So, but at least we have the data for them, to go in and
Yeah, so the soil testing's done. The town of Manchester is going out. And last I knew, they were working on the mapping, so that the permits could be applied for. That's the last we heard, which was about like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. And that kind of, it's just moving along. So the owners and their attorneys have so far been very cooperative with this process. So we're going along, and obviously the weather has been a horrendous detriment on this process. So we can't do much about that. So hopefully we get the permits in place, and the weather dries out, they can get in there, and the state can do their cleaning.
I think Shady Glen and the town of Manchester are supposed to do theirs first.
Oh, that's
right.
And then the state is supposed to go second. Right. I got my sequences backwards. Sorry about that. But that's where we are. And from everybody's view of things, both engineers, Manchester's and the authorities, feel strongly that will resolve the issue.
All right, good.
Okay.
What is the issue? Can I have some history on that?
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, yeah, that's right. You haven't been on in a while.
No.
Going way back, Shady Glen, they came to us and said, we've got an issue of water that's coming from the, not from the sewer pipe, but from the trench that was laid out. And actually, they thought that it was, there were certain dams built along there so that water, basically water that drains from the soil, would not permeate everything else. Well, so they had, somebody did some work there, and they said, yeah, it must be coming from the sewer line. They had some guy look at it, and he theorized it was. And so they came to us, and we discussed it and looked at it, said, well, and then what they're looking for is to have a little drain put in around it. So we priced it out and just so forth.
Okay.
And we said, okay, that might be the issue. Well,
they wouldn't give us a release.
They wouldn't, if they did it, they wouldn't get us a release. They wouldn't come back. And we said, no, that if we do that, that's it. And then we started digging. So that, and this, now this has been months and months and months. So then we got into some, really,
this is almost a year, because this was when I joined the
right. So we've had some, lawyers discussions and really to go at it, and then finally got some sit downs and had people really look at it and say, hey, wait a minute, the issue is
DOT,
it's not us, it is a combination. DOT's drain from the road is silted in an area,
And town of Manchester,
it's silted in an area, and they have a garage.
Perfect storm.
That's built on wetlands, they have a stream in the back and a pond that has filled in, so that the curtain drains around Shady Glen were underwater. So water is being pushed backwards instead of drained out. So once we discovered that, we says, okay, we got to. So that's why we're moving forward where we are.
Thank you.
Our reasoning for being a part of the solution, first of all, is because we were accused of being the culprit that caused it.
Right.
And potentially threatened to be sued. but also Shady Glen gave the sewer authority, you know, an easement to put the sewer line through their property. And so, right. You know, the thought was they were good to us. They didn't ask anything in consideration. And so we're trying to be helpful neighbors to resolve the problem.
Gotcha. Well, thank you. Appreciate that.
Yeah. And one last thing.
Oh.
We also, in our attorney's view of things, said, you know, Town of Manchester took ownership of that section of the sewer a number of years ago. So there we are. That's yeah. that. Okay. That's it.
Got it.
So hopefully this thing will, but all this harangue came up with what looks to be a real honest solution in which it should last forever. With that, the meeting schedule, and you got it there for next year. I don't have anybody have any problem with these. It's January 31st, April 24th.
Should I bring cupcakes on? Sorry, I have to remember that.
Yeah, Bob will take.
Oh, well, okay. It's a little too early for blueberry.
Yeah, just a bit. April, nah. July 31st, yeah. I'll have a few fireworks left over.
Do you have any left over?
No. Let's see. Dan, you good with that?
I'm good.
Okay. Someone want to? Move that we adopt the
I'll make the motion.
Thank you. Motion made to adopt the proposed quarterly meeting schedule for 24 Wednesday, January 31st, Wednesday, April 24th, Wednesday, July 31st, and Wednesday, October 30th. You second it?
Oh, I second.
Yes, you did. Thank you. And any comments? None. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
It passes unanimously. Thank you. Okay. We need to move to go into executive session just to discuss the contract that the attorney's working on between the authority and the town of Coventry. So, Dan, you want to make a motion to go into executive session?
I'll make the motion.
Thanks. Cheryl, second. I see you nod your head. Thank you.
You didn't appoint me, so you have to invite him.
Oh, that's right. And we have to. I should have. Wait a minute. I can appoint you to fill the vacancy of Mr. Hayes. So,
Big shoes to fill. Big shoes to fill. I'm only a 7.5.
All right.
Did we vote?
Yeah. Now, no. All in favor of going into executive session?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All right.
All right. Let me shut the recording off.